Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Tonight we're doing our 30th episode. Can you believe it? 30. And tonight we will be tasting three bourbons from the grand state of Kentucky. I guess it's grand.
Well, actually, one of them's from Washington.
That's right. I forgot. Let's back up.
Back up?
No, I'm just kidding.
Keep rolling.
I'm just staying in. So I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And we are here for your listening pleasure. So what do we have first, Marlis? We have
Basil Hayden's, which I have seen in the store many times, but I've never tasted before.
Are you sure it's not Basil Hayden's?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say yes, I am. Okay.
No, but I went with Basil.
Basil Rathbone.
It could be Basil Rathbone.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like basil, does it?
I don't.
Actually, we don't know.
We haven't tried it.
We'll let you know.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. So this is a straight bourbon. The company that owns it's by the Jim Beam Distillery, and it's owned by Beam Suntory. So it's a lighter bourbon. It's only 40 proof. Evidently, Jim Beam has a small stable of what they want to promote as premium bourbons. And this is supposed to be sort of their entry-level bourbon because it's lighter in proof and in flavor than many others. So the mash bill is 63% corn, 27% rye, and 10% malted barley. So it does have a higher rye content than some of their other small batch bourbons. So let's give it a whiff. Let's whiff it.
No, that can't be right. Whiff it good. Okay.
Whiff. Mm-hmm. A little fruity.
Very light fruity. Mm-hmm. It's very light in aroma.
Yeah, the notes said you should smell peach, and that does seem to be, it's that kind of mellow fruit. It's not citrus. It doesn't smell real acidic. It's not, the dark cherries or
raisins. Smelling peach, because I'm like peach as you are with pineapple.
I don't like the peach?
I don't like the peach. No. No peach schnapps. None of it. No.
Okay, well.
Smells good.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
And there's a little bit of orange in there, too, I guess. That's Per Olaf the cat. Pay him no mind.
Mm-hmm. He is not tasting. Don't worry.
It's pleasant.
It is pleasant.
It is light. There's some nice little oak in there, though. Mm-hmm. It's not like too sweet or too over fruity or anything like that.
It's not extra burny or anything. Mm-hmm. 40%?
40 proof. So
40
80%.
Proof. Yeah. 80%. Sorry, I got my proofs and my percents.
There you go.
No. What?
That's good.
It's 40 proof, 40. Which is 80%.
No,
the other way around.
80 proof.
Oh, right.
80 proof. 40 proof. That's
I was right. You were right.
I would circle it on the calendar. Marlis said I'm right.
All right.
I'm tired, but I knew something was wrong with that statement.
I know. I always get confused with those things. But anyway, but
it's good.
Yeah, it's very pleasant.
After all.
And I guess that's kind of what they're aiming at. They want this to be something that someone who's not used to drinking whiskey can try and be pleased with and not be scared off by.
It's definitely an entry-level scotch or bourbon. Sorry.
Yeah. Or I can imagine, again, if you like mixed drinks without a really strong alcohol taste, this would be really good, too.
Right. A buzz without the flavor.
I know, which always puzzled me, but there it is.
I like to taste it, but anyway. Yeah. It's definitely acceptable, and it does not taste like basil or basil.
No.
Neither one.
And the bottle has a stylish little belt. You don't get that many bottles that have actual accessories.
That's right.
It does. It does.
It's accoutred very nicely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you remember what the price on that was?
No. They said they anticipate most places it'll be about $45.
Okay.
I think I probably paid more. Well, no, but I got it at Costco, so maybe I didn't pay more. Maybe that was about right. But it depends on the tax system in your state.
Yeah,
with our taxes, who knows? Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad price wise, but I was going to say this would make a really nice daily.
I
could drink it fairly often.
Mm-hmm. And again, warm summer evening out on the porch or in your garden or something. This would be very nice with just like one ice cube or something to cool it down a bit.
Mm.
So.
Really
cool. Yeah.
For some reason, I'm sorry. I was looking for the mash bill on what I brought, but apparently I don't have it.
It's probably not in there.
No, and it's not on this page online either, so sorry. Well, this isn't the exact thing. It's just about the distillery. So, second, since I'm already talking about it, second on the agenda is the Woodford Reserve Double Oaked Bourbon. Now, Woodford Reserve is a Kentucky-based distillery in Woodford County, Kentucky, by the Brown Forman Corporation. Anyway, I'll go over here. On to this other one.
That is tasty.
That's all you're getting about Woodford Reserve, but this is not the regular Woodford Reserve that most people are probably used to drinking. This is the double oaked version. So we have a
that smells really good.
Oh yeah, that now see.
It's a different color. It's much darker.
This is very dark.
This is darker kind of than like, all three that we have today.
Tea colored.
Black tea, not green.
Wow. Kind of. It would really be strange if it looked like green tea.
Green tea is light.
Yeah, but it's also kind of green. I'm not sure if I've seen it.
I don't think green, but we'll talk about that.
Chicago St. Patty's Day, I bet you could.
You're probably right.
This does have, to me, a sweet aroma.
Yeah, heavier fruit, darker fruit anyway.
Yeah.
And
not real strong alcohol.
No.
Aroma.
I haven't even gotten to that.
It's mild smelling.
Usual. You're just driving right into the booze, aren't you, Mariah?
Yes.
Yeah, the color is a deep amber. Aroma, rich notes of dark fruit. I got that before I read this. Caramel.
I'm almost getting some banana, maybe, but maybe I'm just...
It doesn't say banana, but you can smell banana.
I can if I want to.
Sharp honey, chocolate,
honey.
Marzipan, and toasted oak. I'm not getting marzipan, but okay. I definitely am getting the dark fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can taste. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just the...
It's smooth. This is 90.4 proof, which is, 45%.
Yeah. I think it has just a little more heat than the Basil Hayden. Still, not overly. It's just it's still a mild. It's good.
Yeah, it's not overly alcohol burned. Definitely, then I think this would probably be okay for an entry level person too, but maybe my taste buds are getting pretty used to things.
Well, yeah, no, it depends. You know, if you like dark chocolate. Dark roast coffee. This is a perfectly lovely thing to start with. You know, it depends on what your basic thing. This one I wouldn't mix because I really like it the way it is.
Well, and I think because of all the flavor, it might do something weird to whatever you are mixing it with.
It just depends.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're mixing it with went well,
maybe in coffee.
Well, or if you like Manhattans or Old Fashions or something where the alcohol is the main part of it and you're just adding, a little bit, that might be something that you would like.
Yeah. But this is definitely a good one for if you like flavor. Mm-hmm. It has a nice, when I say flavor, I just mean the cherries and the
it's a more intense flavor.
Yeah, more intense flavor. Yeah, definitely. All right. Go, John. Go, John. Go, John. What do we have number three?
Our third offering. It is the Brown Sugar Bourbon 103, BSB 103 by Heritage Distilling Company.
And the 103 stands for?
The proof.
Yes, it's 103 proof. Oh, and by the way, the Woodford Reserve, we got the small bottle.
The Woodford Reserve? Yeah, it was about
$30.
$30-ish,
In Washington at Total Wine & More.
Yeah.
Well, 30 before taxes. Anyway, okay, now BSB 103.
Right, which I actually wrote down the price for that and buried it. And for the, 750 mil? Yeah, it is. 750 mil was about $35.
We actually bought this at the Heritage. This is by Heritage Distilling Company.
Yeah.
And we actually were at the tasting room, which is in Roslyn, Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Which they have tasting rooms in a lot of places. We're getting one.
And what was filmed in Roslyn, Washington?
Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
Yes, we even had lunch at the Brick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite lovely. And there was a lot of snow on the ground.
It was, yeah.
It was one of our first snows in Washington. We didn't have any in Louisiana.
Roslyn is just over the summit on Snoqualmie?
Yeah.
Yeah, right around, right before Clee Allen.
Before Clee Allen, yeah.
And there's Suncadia.
Yeah.
You have now had your tourist
talk.
Yes, your Washington place names introduction.
But I want to go back to Roslyn because I want to, because there was a lot of snow on the ground. And we took Estrella, our dog, and she does not like snow.
Yeah.
So, she's a little chihuahua. So we didn't spend a lot of time. We just ate and then we went to the distillery or the tasting room and then we booked it back to Olympia because it's about an hour and a half from Olympia. So it's a bit of a trek. But anyway, at the tasting room, my whole point was the tasting room, after all of that, it was about $45 because they have to add the taxes in. So with the taxes, it was $45 at the tasting room.
That sounds about right.
And back to John. Sorry.
Yeah. So
Jacked you.
Right. So 103 proof. And it's I don't recall exactly where the actual distillery is.
Bring that up. I thought it was in Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like probably the other two offerings tonight. It's won a number of awards. None of which are showing up in any of the pages that I've printed off tonight. So, anyway, it's the local Washington offering for bourbon. And I've read a number of people who've commented on it. Some people love it. One person was outraged because it is a flavored bourbon. It's got brown sugar and cinnamon flavors added to it. And this person was mad because he didn't believe it was a true bourbon, but from what I've looked at online, the mash bill is what determines whether it's a bourbon or not, and this apparently qualifies. So, anyway, I guess.
But it's not your normal straight bourbon.
No, it's not a straight bourbon whiskey. It's definitely flavored bourbon. So. Mm-hmm. If you're, prepared for that or interested in something like that, then I would give it a try.
And if you like brown sugar.
Yeah, brown sugar and cinnamon.
If you have a cold and need a hot toddy, this would be amazing with a little bit of honey and hot water.
Yeah. Well, Judy and I went for a walk today and the weather forecast originally said it was going to be sunny. Uh-huh. And just as we were leaving the house, Judy checked the weather and said it was going to be a 40% chance of rain. And so naturally, when we got to the lake where we were walking around, it rained almost the entire time we were walking. So we were cold and wet by the time we got done. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't have a raincoat.
Yeah, no raincoat. You had a hoodie, but it was not. This would have been perfect.
We could have used this after the walk. Instead, we drank beer. But anyway.
We got inside, got warmed up, and had some beer.
Yeah, to go back to where they're located, they do their first production. They have two production distilleries in Gig Harbor, and then they have tasting rooms all over the place. They have a second, full-scale production distillery open in Eugene.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
In October of 2016.
Oregon. They do other stuff, too, don't they? I mean, they have
a huge line of spirits, let me tell you.
Are they the ones that – no, it was Three Howls that did back east bourbon. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's different. But they have like this a regular brown sugar bourbon, and then they have the BSB 103, but they have a whole range of different types of spirit. We tasted – how many was it?
Oh, we had a sampler that was five
different ones. And that was just scratching the surface of what they offered. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the one opening I guess that's Kimora.
A tasting room?
Their craft.
Oh, that's
section.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Right there off Capitol Boulevard.
Is that that building that's going up?
Yeah.
It looks very nice.
It's their craft district.
You can make the Olympia Lacey Tumwater area a destination now for distilling.
There you go.
It'll be fun.
And it's right on the way home.
Give us a holler. We'll go drinking with you.
Well, because we have a couple, at least I know of two distilleries. There's the Seabox Spirits.
What's the one in Tenino?
Sandstone Distillery. Mm-hmm. Now Heritage, the tasting room, is coming to Tumwater. And then there's some ones that do like, liqueurs. I think there's one downtown that has like Salish Seas or something like that. Mm-hmm. So there's several if you want to come. We'll do a distillery crawl with you. Give us an email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be in the area.
Okay, so now we smell.
That's right. Hey.
This smells to me like Bananas Foster. You know, the dessert from New Orleans.
Brown sugar.
Bananas, butter, and brown sugar, mm-hmm. you know. And
this has brown sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah, a little cinnamon, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely smell it.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't smell very alcoholic either, given that it's 103 proof. That's kind of amazing.
Though I am feeling a little warm at the moment for tasting it.
But it doesn't burn either.
No, it doesn't burn.
It's got...
It does punch you in the back of the throat a little bit.
It's got a little bit of heat to it, but it's like a warming heat mostly.
Yeah, yes. Again, if you have a cold or a sore throat, mm-hmm. this would be amazing warmed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how many carbs are in there?
No. Well, okay, you can tell us.
They actually put it out.
It has a little under 5 grams of carbs, all of them from sugar, none of them from starch. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that makes it better because it's all from sugar. But that's this is not keto.
No.
So,
well, alcohol generally is.
Yeah.
Well,
and even when I heard about this, you know, it's not something normally I would buy because I don't like sweet that much. Mm-hmm. But this is tasty, I will say. And I can imagine this on a scoop of really good vanilla ice cream.
I was
going
to say, this would be really good on ice cream.
That would be deadly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope not.
Literally. Well,
not literally, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a metaphor kind of thing.
Yeah. If you said so.
Yeah, but if you had a sore throat or if you, you know, had a cold or it just came in from the cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It's very mm-hmm. tasty.
Mm-hmm. Here's somebody that says, does Heritage also mix gin, vodka, and a line of diversely flavored vodkas such as blueberry, hibiscus, and bacon? Oh. Sorry, I don't like bacon. I mean, I like bacon, but I don't want it in my booze. That's all right.
Bacon-flavored vodka is all
right. Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. Yeah. Doesn't that say specific? Oh, yeah, vodka. Yeah, it does say that.
Okay.
Well, and this is why people are suspicious of flavored spirits. It's like God knows where it will stop. You know, you start adding a little brown sugar, and pretty soon you've got bacon or marshmallow flavored vodka, or you know, any weird things.
And this says that they are majority women owned.
Oh, totally. Yay! So,
okay, did not know that.
Yay, Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that's
so good. Yeah, this is one I did not anticipate liking this much.
I like it, but this is not something that I would want a lot of because it's so sweet. And
it would be a great after dinner drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's a once in a while drink, uh-huh. but it is
and
good.
On top of ice cream,
like instead of Irish cream or amaretto,
I would put this in a coffee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great in coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's great mixed drinks you could do with this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
It even tastes good if you just lick the rim of the glass. Sorry. That's probably a visual no one needed. But.
Right. Good thing we are on YouTube. Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty then. Time to add a little bit of water.
I'm afraid of what the water's going to do to the brown sugar bourbon, but okay.
Well, affect it very much since it's 103 proof.
That's true.
True.
I don't know. Just the thought of diluting it just seems like sacrilege.
Yeah.
We don't know the mash bill for the brown sugar bourbon either.
No, we need to pay more attention to these things. But I was watching Miss Fisher.
I know.
I took walks in the rain.
Uh huh.
I watched Miss Fisher. Uh-huh. I vacuumed my
Saturday house. In Western Washington.
Yeah. 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 You're not going to walk in the rain. You're not going to walk much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Basil with water.
Mm-hmm. Damp basil, you might say. you know, this was so light to start with that I don't know that the water did it any favors. Yeah. It didn't, you know, like smush it or, you know, run over it or anything, but it didn't.
Yeah, I'm typically somebody who likes ice with their whiskey, but I think in the case of this one, it's so light, I don't know that I would want to put anything in it because it would just dilute it too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you did a mixed drink with it, it should be something kind of light and citrusy, or, you know, not like a, don't try to do a Rob Roy or a Manhattan with it or something of that sort. But
how about a Shirley Temple?
Oh, wait, no, that doesn't fit in it.
But the Rob Roy made me think of Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers is the boys' version of the Shirley Temple. All right. I guess boys aren't allowed to drink Shirley Temple. I don't know.
Evidently not.
I wouldn't know.
All right. What does it do to the Woodford
Reserve? Double Oak.
Double Oak, which is, that is a gorgeous color.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like to drink bourbon, just get it for the color. It's great.
It is gorgeous. Still good. Didn't need any water, but, you know, it's just...
Didn't hurt either.
But it didn't hurt it.
Yeah.
It might smooth it just a tad.
Maybe, yeah.
Just a tad.
Mm-hmm.
But it can stand up to a little water.
Definitely.
Not going to pull.
Or an ice cube.
And, not to be forgotten, the BSB 103 still smells wonderful. Awesome aroma.
Mm.
Yeah, it did nothing. That is,
yeah.
It still tastes like brown sugar.
This is dangerous because it feeds my sugar addiction.
Mm-hmm. It's almost sweeter than it to me. Yeah. A little bit of water in it.
Really?
No, yeah.
It's like Thai iced tea that is made with condensed milk, and it's really sweet. And you taste a little bit of it, and you think, oh, this is terrible. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just taste a little more, and then a little more, and then a little. And pretty soon you drunk the entire tumbler. Like, so this is like that. So you use it carefully.
Yes, definitely.
Reminds me of the Belizean iced tea I had that had like 10 different
kinds. Yeah.
And a splash of like, Coca-Cola.
Oh, my gosh. I just like, you know.
That's it.
Yeah, you were dehydrated from sweating.
Yeah, that helped.
I sucked that thing down so fast that you could drink it really fast.
Yeah, it was deceptive.
Yeah, I had half a pint.
In the dark. There's not a lot of street lights in
Belize.
There was someone that was killed by a jaguar in Belize recently. I read somewhere.
Really? Well, they are there.
It was on the interwebs. Who knows where it came from.
That is where they live.
That is where they live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a jaguar reserve there.
I know.
Yeah.
We went. Did you see the jaguar?
No.
We did not.
No. I think they were hiding. They were probably underneath a tree sleeping in the heat where we should have been.
Well, yeah.
We did go to the zoo, the Belize Zoo, and which is a lot different than zoos in the U.S., but that we saw a few there. But, you know, they were smart animals. They were sleeping underneath in the shade while we're like, it's really hot out here. Yeah. Especially when you come from Washington. It's like, this is really hot.
We have a, you know, a permanent cloud cover here, so it doesn't really, we don't get a lot of sun.
It's not permanent.
Well,
the sun was out today before we went on our walk.
Yeah, right.
Look, the time of year we went, it's mostly cloudy.
That's true. You know,
we went in the wintertime, but down there it was incredibly sunny.
It was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It was really nice. If it got below 80, everybody that lives there was like, oh, my God, it's cold.
Yeah.
I know.
Where's my sweater?
I went to Hawaii once to visit one of my older brothers who lived there. And he was just, it never occurred to me, but they build their houses with no furnace in it. I was living in Chicago at the time. So the idea of a house without a furnace was like, that's got to be illegal. How could you? But no. But they were all appalled because it had gotten down to 56 at night.
Oh,
and I'm like,
cold for them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what? What?
Mm-hmm.
It was in February. You know, I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's finally comfortable.
Yeah. No, these were, we did talk about how much that was. Anybody have a favorite?
God, I like them all for different reasons, but I think the Woodford Reserve Double Oak is my personal, you know, according to my personal taste, I really like that.
I think I would have to agree with that. I like the BSB, but like I said,
it's kind of a special.
It's a dessert.
Special
Well, we have had this for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you can see, if not much of it is gone.
Yeah, we don't drink a lot of it, but it's just really tasty.
But I'm going to get some because every winter I get one nasty ass cold that I really, you know, just get miserable, and that would be amazing.
Yes, definitely. And the basil. It's good.
It was lovely. And this summer, especially, I'm going to be sipping that out in the yard.
That's a good idea. Yeah, hot weather bourbon.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Our purpose.
So for our listeners in Atlanta, yeah. which is supposedly one of our bigger cities, which amazes
this,
us.
This week, right. it is our top city.
Yeah.
God only knows why, but I thank know. You, Atlanteans.
Yeah. yeah, but try some Basil Hayden once the weather starts to get warm. You might enjoy it. Uh-huh. Try the Woodford because you'll enjoy that anytime. And for a dessert, or if you're not feeling well, try that brown sugar bourbon because it is tasty.
And then our... well, of course, the U.S. would be our top country because, you know, Atlanta's our top city. So, but our second country is...
Yeah, number two was Argentina.
So thank you, Argentina.
Yeah, surprise.
Keep on listening. Email mm-hmm. us. We want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. What do you like about our podcast that keeps you listening?
Yeah.
We'd like to know. And
do you have suggestions for, you know, do you have... whiskeys that you would like us to try and talk about, please let us know. That'd be a hoot.
And we did get an email recently from someone in Kentucky.
Yay!
Austin?
Yeah, I believe.
And he made a suggestion for doing us an episode for a certain, I won't say what it is because that would ruin the surprise, but we should do that coming soon, maybe next month we can do that. We haven't picked anything anyway, so next month maybe we'll try what he suggested. He knows who he is if he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll give him a shout out.
Yeah, and we'll shout you out when we do it. How's that? So when we do, because we do listen to the people who email us, we try to answer, and we try, and if we can, we will do any of the things you suggest for our podcast,
as long as it doesn't involve goats or chickens or something.
Or illegalities, or
that would be weird.
Yeah,
I work for the government. I can't do anything.
Right, and even the cat is not a drinker. So
the cat is not a drinker.
Yeah.
Well,
out of the toilet mostly.
Don actually filled the cat's water bowl with my scotch boss the other night, and I'm like, really?
Well, there was no scotch in it.
Yes, but it still has residual scotch flavor.
Well,
in it.
Well, you know, maybe like, they'll learn to appreciate some, you know, complexity in their water.
I'm sure
it might calm them down.
I'm sure later they were between licking their butt and doing kitty yoga. They were talking about the complexity of the flavor of their water dish.
And they're thinking, you know, it's kind of a high alcohol content, but, you know, it was kind of
it went down smooth.
Yeah. I didn't feel a burn.
Yeah. You know?
There was that piece of cat food floating in it, but that's all right. Added a little flavor.
I know.
It's like a, be a change of the pH of their water, too. Yeah. So they're
probably
more complaining about that than they are about any residual flavors from the scotch glass.
Our water does not taste that good anymore.
No, it used to be. I used to think it was fine, but now it tastes bad to me.
You know, we talk a lot about things that are good for the summer in the garden. This summer, I think we should do an episode in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And just do some of our lighter flavored things that we think will go well there and see how it works.
That sounds
good. And, definitely. So I think that'd be a hoot.
Put a sprig of rosemary.
Of course, we could get, you know, sirens and dog barking and soccer games.
Entirely true, yeah.
Yeah, but what the hell, you know.
Yeah, at your house, it was.
I swore, that was bad.
Well, you've done it twice already, Marla. So
okay.
You said
we're
ask.
We're not going to worry about that. Yeah.
Now you said it. So,
well, Josh will just have to put an explicit rating on it.
That's true. I can just say ass and not worry about it.
Yes, you should worry about it. We'll talk about that later. But only for podcasting reasons, not for other reasons. As you know, I am quite a prolific cusser, so I try to be good when we're on here.
And maybe next November, as the rains close in again, we'll do some of our favorite dark weather whiskeys, which I think would be fun too. And Woodford and an Islay and something. I mean, it would be kind of interesting to do one of those that kind of mixes the different kinds of whiskeys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, one whiskey I would love to get a hold of and haven't been able to yet because Total Wine doesn't have it is the Balcones from Texas.
Balcones, I haven't heard of them.
They've been written up quite a bit, and they do a variety of whiskeys. They do a barley, and I think they do a bourbon, and but they're really kind of at that leading edge in that area of the country for distilling whiskey, and it was like, I want one. Okay. So I probably have to go online
maybe
and actually
find one. Maybe we have to go to Texas.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a road trip. I don't know. I'll go to Gig Harbor. I don't know that I'm going to Texas or Roslyn.
Gig Harbor, Roslyn, Tumwater, maybe, but, but not Texas.
We'll just have one sent to our mailbox.
I know.
Oh,
God.
We'll pick it up there.
Yeah,
If we do, I have to contact my friend Mary Kelch, who lives in Salado. So Salado, I think, in Texas.
Are you outing Mary on a podcast?
Hi, Mary. Now I have to message her and say, listen to episode 30.
And make sure you listen all the way to the end.
I know,
I know. Hope she's not witness protection.
No. Jeez.
Wow.
I say that like it's a bad thing.
I mean, you know, she could be a perfect
Well, that's true.
Person.
She could have been an upright
citizen. I mean, it's bad that you have to be in witness protection, but you could be a perfectly nice person.
Well, but if she was in witness protection, I wouldn't know where she was.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could have met her after she went to witness protection.
That's true. That's true. But no.
Okay. No.
As it turns out, no.
Okay, now that we have digressed mightily this almost entire episode, which is probably my fault, I'll take it.
Oh, no. I think we all contributed.
I'd like to digress. So it's my way. I guess we're done for this evening. And now we get to eat dinner.
Yeah.
Yay. So thank you for joining us. And like we said earlier, email us. Let us know what you think, especially if you're from Argentina or Atlanta. Uh-huh. And we will see you next time.
And since this is our 30th episode, we are now officially entering our midlife crisis as a podcast.
What should we do? Should we buy a sports car?
With all our profits?
With all the profits from this podcast, which is negative $500,000.
From the no money. Yeah, that's fine.
We couldn't buy a bottle of Gallo's Hardy Burgundy with our profits.
Yeah,
we have no profits, basically.
We have no profits.
That's okay.
We don't do this for ill-gotten gain.
No, we do it because we like to drink whiskey. Yeah. So there you are.
And it's talk fine. A lot, apparently. So
yes. All right.
All right. So see you guys next time.
Thank you.
All righty.